Welcome to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. We feature the latest breakthroughs in the world of integrative and functional medicine and natural wellness. We also showcase alternative education from the leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Healthy Habit Radio on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Welcome in. We hope everyone's having an incredible start to their day. Thank you for shopping here at Healthy Habit Health Foods. If you're a new timer here or a new time listener to the program, we're located right on the corner of Bethany Home Road and 7th Street, 6029 North 7th Street. Again, that's 6029 North 7th Street. And I'm your co-host here of Healthy Habit Radio. I'm Dr. Dayon.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm your other co-host, Dr. Aaron.
And we are the physicians here at Healthy Habit Medical Center. Folks, we are open, well, Healthy Habit Health Foods, the store is open Monday through Sunday, and specifically 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Today, with the first hour, we have the pleasure of being joined here with a fantastic representative of North American Herbs and Spices, the Director of Culture here at North American. Let's go ahead and welcome back Mr. Stephen Harkins. Welcome back, Stephen, to Healthy Habit Radio.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here once again with you.
And what's been going on in your end since the last time we spoke? And then we'll dive into some specifics here.
Yeah, you know, a couple big things that come to mind. One is myself and someone else, another colleague of mine here, we went and visited the great state of Texas last week after the Labor Day holiday, and we visited lots of health food stores, lots of mom and pop. We like the independent mom and pops. We want to support and keep that going as long as possible. So we just went in there, showed some love, showed our support, and spoke to them, and it was very encouraging. There's a lot of really good souls all around who are there to consult and help people with their health. And another great thing that we're doing right now is we are almost ready for our launch of a new product. This is going to be, I'll kind of give you the exclusive here, the world's first clean gummy. North American is very purist at heart, and we have made a pure gummy for you that actually benefits your health. It's going to have some black seed and oregano, and it's going to taste great, and it's going to benefit everyone, all ages. So wanted to get that out there today.
That's a gummy. Mm-hmm. That might be the first oregano black seed gummy in the world.
Definitely. Wow. Well, you know, Stephen, just give us an introduction to North American Herb and Spice in case there are new listeners out there that have not heard about this great company.
Thank you. Yeah, so this company was started approximately 30 years ago, so we've been in business for three decades, and it was started by Ms. Judy Gray on the basis that we needed to clean up our supplements. And so she, as a user, a longtime user of different supplement products, and then also her previous role as Director of Nutrition at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, she wanted to do better. You know, she wasn't happy at the time of the late 80s, early 90s of what products were out there. She wanted to give people, for example, things like really clean whole food vitamins, that the vitamins are, you know, been kept from berries and from fruits and things that have been kept raw so people can receive all the nutrition. So, but she discovered that the oregano oil could change the world. There's a lot of herbs and things and spices that help the immune system to flourish, but there was nothing like this Mediterranean wild oregano oil. So she said, basically, this is what I was born for, and I've got to take this to market. And she started in her basement, and they just called and did radio shows and you know, quite like this, actually, and just grew and grew organically. And here we are now, and we're still doing the same thing with oregano, and now we have 300 products, including black seed, turmeric, wild chaga mushrooms, whole food vitamins, and more including hygiene and care products that all have that same ingredient in mind, which is purity of ingredients. Yeah. So everything we do is always going to be from plants, herbs, and flowers. No fillers, no preservatives, just the good stuff.
Wow, incredible. Great background, and a lot of people appreciate hearing that background. It makes everything more valuable, and they know who they're supporting, you know, where this product comes from. So thanks for sharing that, Stephen. And when you travel, what are some of your travel companions to keep your immune system firing on all cylinders?
Great question. Yeah, there's a lot of concern about safety right now, even more than usual. So we didn't want to take any chances or play any games. So myself and my colleague, our biggest go-tos was the oregano P73 super strength oil. Mm-hmm. Took that with me. I even dosed up before I even set foot in the airport.
Yeah, and again, that's the original North American Urban Spice product, the first.
Yes, yeah, that's the same one that, you know, we don't ever leave home without. And when we also, of course, you have to wear your mask. You have to abide by the policy of wearing your mask from the moment you get into the airport to when you actually land your plane. So it was a 3-hour flight. So what I did is I took the Orega spray, okay, which is our air mist diffusing formula, which actually has different spice oils, including the P73, sprayed my mask, and then I put that on, which really helped me breathe and also kind of sanitize my mask, sanitize my breathing. So I had that going on, and then once I actually got to the hotel, I had my Sinu Orega, because every time I get in hotels, for whatever reason, it's musty, and when I sleep, I wake up the next day, and I just feel like my throat is... it needs to be scrubbed. And so what I did was I go into the room, I spray the Orega spray on the bed and the floor, on the vents, everywhere when I get in. And then I take the Sinu Orega in my nose. That's our nasal rinse formula with spice oils, including clove bud and bay leaf. And so I put this up my nose when I wake up and before I go to bed each night. And that actually keeps me going, prevents me from getting sore nose or throat, and then I just take my drops of oregano oil each day I'm out there, and everything went fine. Those are my three go-tos. That's the Sinu Orega, yeah, super strength oregano P73, and then the Orega spray. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
So with the Orega spray, how did you guys find out that it does have antimicrobial activity?
Yeah, so we have to be careful about making claims, mm-hmm, but we did find that most, a good chunk of spice oils, mm-hmm, especially the ones we chose, and that would be the bay leaf, the clove, the oregano, and sage, we actually found that, yes, they do have antimicrobial, antiseptic abilities. We did our own research. We looked up the studies. And then we've done studies of our own, and we found that, you know, they are actually wonderful for a wonderful cleansing and deodorizing the air and natural fumigation. You know, that fumigation technique is nothing new. Yeah. Even back during the days of the Black Plague, the bubonic plague, fumigation was something that was used, and sometimes it was spice oils that they actually used for that. To sanitize and disinfect the air around you and kind of keep things clean because they didn't have much else to use. And so we've done that same technique here in the office as well over the past 18 months or so, and we have found it to be highly effective. But that is that's basically it. That and anecdotal evidence over the past, about 20 years or so, people who have been able to use it. We've had people bring it into hospitals and use it there, use it in the air, bring, of course, travel. And we've seen the difference using nothing and then using that. Mm-hmm. And we were just looking for something clean that was going to be chemical free, that wasn't going to interfere with our health as well. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are using diffusers now. Is there anything, you know, from North American that can be put into diffusers to go into the air?
Yeah, beautiful thing about that is you can actually use this same Orega spray formula and actually put this in a diffuser. And it, because it's already soluble in water, so it's actually perfect for that. And we do that as well around here. So that was a great question. And also for the Sinu Orega nasal rinse, you can put that in a nebulizer as well. So if you just really got congestion in your nose and you really need help, you can also put that in a nebulizer. So you can do those kind of things. And you can even use the, we have a product called Essentia Cleanse Diffusing Formula, and that's specifically for the diffuser that has some things like lemongrass and black seed and coconut, all mycelized, so they go right into the diffuser.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins, Director of Culture and Business Flow over at North American Herb and Spice, a company out of Illinois right here in the United States. And thank you again for supporting Healthy Habit Radio here. Mark your calendars for the rest of September, the rest of 2021, really. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on 1100 KFNX, the Pulse of Arizona. Again, we're talking with Stephen Harkins here. Very important information. If you want to make sure that we have all the products in stock before you head on over here to Healthy Habit Health Foods, give our store a call, folks, at 602-252-6000. Again, that's 602-252-6000. And don't forget, right when you walk in, say hello to Stan, the demo man, right at the front. When you walk in, hang a right, and you'll meet Stan, and he'll get you guys taken care of. Free book offer still stands. The purchase of any three products, Mr. Stan, the demo man, will take care of you guys and get you a free book. Stephen, with the time that we have left here, about 10 minutes to go in this first quarter, what else has been on the mind? Now we have on our radar this new product that's going to be hitting the shelves here, the gummy, oregano, black seed gummies. What else has been going on at North American? Maybe you can tell us a little bit. Before we went on today, we were talking about the central nervous system, the brain. What can we be doing in that area, right? I think it's one of the most interested areas here that I'm seeing online through Reddit, Instagram, Facebook. People are looking for brain health optimization.
Yeah, that's great. Exactly. Our brain is being challenged like never before. And we need brain food. We need fuel for the brain. And when we say brain, you know, what are we really talking about? Well, we're talking about the head of our body. This is everything flows from the nervous system. Everything flows from the mind. So we're talking about the mind. And you hear people talk about mind, body, and spirit. So we actually want to stimulate the mind. We want to elevate our mood as well because, you know, success is an attitude. So sometimes we're not feeling it, and we need to feel it. And it could be that there's a deficiency going on in B vitamins, for example. That's going to be something we want to talk about is B for brain. We need our fuel, and we need things like that. So we can talk about brain foods. And we talk about how we can improve our mental alertness and energy.
Yeah, and this is so important, especially since dementia rates are climbing. Alzheimer's disease is becoming more and more prevalent. Where would you start then if someone's listening to this? What can I be doing right now after we listen to this program? It's going to be Saturday when people are tuning into this. So what's the plan? How do we start?
Well, you know, there's about three or four things that come to mind, and we could definitely name a lot more. And it comes down to diet, too. There's a lot of brain foods and diet. We got to feed our body what it needs. But specifically, B vitamin complex from foods, that would be very important. Most of us neglect this, or we don't realize that the B complex is a series of B vitamins, and we need all of them. Also, you know, when you were talking about Alzheimer's and dementia and how it's on the rise, brain fog is on the rise as well. It's happening now. One of the things I thought of immediately was turmeric as a brain food and also as a natural food preventative to keep our minds strong even into older age. So I think turmeric, B vitamins, and also royal jelly, which has the trace B vitamin complex and also has some ability to help our energy physically and mentally. So those three things would be definitely top of mind as we go on to our next segment.
Yeah, especially that royal jelly. I think that we should talk about that every time you're on, really. I mean, people are not incorporating the bee products enough because, remember, it's not just raw honey. Maybe we can differentiate all the different types of bee products, like the raw honey. We have the bee pollen, then there's the royal jelly. So how do we differentiate these?
Yeah, well, a good question. And it's amazing right there, the fact that nature has given us all of these different bee creation products. I mean, we have to pay attention to the bees. If we were ever to lose them, boy, we'd be in jeopardy. We'd be in some serious problems because they pollinate the flowers, the nectar. They make the honey from the nectar, from the flowers. And then, you know, the bee pollen is also something that, you know, they, from this process of them going out into the flowers and collecting pollen, but it mixes with the anatomy of the bee. And so when you start getting into something like royal jelly, now you're really talking about a special gift from the bee, because this is produced from the glands of the bees. And they have a very specific rule system in the hive that only the queens, only the baby queens and the actual queens, and larvae to some extent, just to get them going for the first couple of weeks, are allowed this royal jelly as food. But this is actually a secretion that comes from the glands of bees, and it is full of nutrition and about 60 different steroid hormones, along with a lot of the many amino acids and the B vitamin complex. So this is what turns the queen bee into several times the size of the other bees, and she lives 40 times longer than the average bee, and her reproductive system is a masterpiece. So this is the only difference between the queen bee and the regular bees, and that's the royal jelly. And that could be the difference in us, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Thanks for clarifying that, Steve.
How would somebody know, or how could they benefit from it? What are some, you know, specific things they might notice from taking it?
So one big thing is our libido and also our mental energy, because this is brain food. It's one of the top uses. So if you have a lot of needs and demands and you get to a point where you have brain fog by the afternoon, or you're just not finishing your sentences with people, you're forgetting what you came into the kitchen for, that type of thing. If you're looking to improve and get rid of that, hopefully, the B vitamins and just that, the concoction, the natural chemical concoction that's found in the royal jelly can be used as a brain food. You do have to continue to take it. But people who are using royal jelly for for at least a couple weeks or more, and sometimes earlier than that, do report that they feel good. And they feel clear headed. The brain fog is decreased, and they're able to think, and they're able also, they have this mental energy. So we talk a lot about physical energy, and you get that as well. The B vitamins help increase the function of the adrenal glands. But the adrenal glands and the brain are interconnected. So you actually want to work on both at the same time. So the adrenal glands are the coping mechanism, and also helps us to sleep. If our adrenal glands are overworked, we're not getting sleep. So it's kind of a cycle that if you're getting your sleep, you're supporting your adrenals, you're feeding your brain what it needs, your performance and how you think, how you speak, and your energy throughout the day improves.
Absolutely. So what do you say to the people, Stephen? Oh, it runs in my family. You know, dementia, memory loss, mild cognitive impairment, the MCIs. You know, it runs in my family. There's nothing I could do about it. What do you say? What are your thoughts?
You know what? There is no such thing as I can do nothing about it. My next question that usually comes out of my mouth is, okay, what is the diet that your parents and grandparents ate, and what are you eating? Because if it's exactly the same thing, then I will have to agree with you. It does run in your family. The good news is you can make better choices, perhaps, than some of the choices that your family made. You can do things differently. We have access to knowledge like never before. Maybe your parents and grandparents didn't know about things like ashwagandha and turmeric and B vitamins and royal jelly. My parents didn't know anything about these type of things. And they had problems. They had challenges. My dad, my uncles, they all have heart disease problems. but I take a lot of herbs that benefit my heart. And I don't, I knock on wood, I don't think I'm going to have a heart attack in my 40s because I'm taking care of myself. So the good news is your choices can actually cancel some of that out.
That should be number one on every, according to me, my personal opinion. I can't even speak for Dr. Aaron, but this should be number one on everybody's list is preventing heart disease. Every 30 seconds in America, someone has a heart attack. Every 30 seconds. This is the real pandemic, epidemic that's just sweeping worldwide right now, ahead of cancer. And all we ever hear about is the war on cancer, the COVID, this virus, influenza. Who's talking about heart disease and cardiovascular health on CNN or Fox News? So I'm sure you'd agree with this one, Stephen.
Absolutely, I do. Couldn't agree more.
And so then where can a product like Pomamax come in? You mentioned pomegranate and protecting your arteries and body against cardiovascular disease. One of my favorite North American products is Pomamax.
Yeah, and I, if I could, I would do a funny YouTube skit, and I would say if we treated heart disease the same way we treat COVID and cancer, and we would be banning people from, you know, from going to McDonald's or drinking sodas and things like that, because it is, you know, if we just had that same panic and pandemonium about heart disease, we could really save a lot of lives. But the pomegranate, one of the best things about it, now it impacts everything in the body. It is a brain food. It helps the reproductive system. But with the heart, it has two berry acids. One is called ellagic acid. The other one is called punic collagen. Now, I know these are weird names, but stay with me, because these berry acids actually help cleanse plaque and work on they just work naturally work on plaque in the arteries, and that's huge, because when we get blood clots and when we get too much plaque, this is when events like heart attacks and strokes can occur. And we have a lot of arteries, people, in our body. It's a complex network that could stretch out for miles and miles if we were to stretch that out. So if we are consistently consuming things like the berry acids from pomegranate, then guess what? Your risk goes way down compared to somebody who doesn't just eat these things. And pomegranate tastes good. It's delicious.
Incredible. Thank you, Stephen.
Is this a pomegranate syrup? Are there other things in this
product? So our product, yes, thank you so much, because we should clarify. Our product that we offer is called Pomamax. It's a Mediterranean pomegranate, and we get this from the mountains of Lebanon, and we basically make it into a syrup, and it's not heated very much, just enough to get it into a syrup form. It's very concentrated, and you can put this on things like salads. It makes a wonderful vinaigrette, like kind of pomegranate vinaigrette on salads. You can also do it in your, you know, if you have like some good non-dairy ice cream, and then I do a spritzer. I put it on the bottom of a cup, about a tablespoon, and I put sparkling water, stir it up, and you've got a pomegranate soda. And you can do it, pomegranate syrup that way.
That beautiful. And we're just getting warmed up here with Stephen Harkins, everybody. Make sure you get comfortable. We still got another half hour with Mr. Stephen Harkins here, Director of Culture and Business Flow there at North American Herb and Spice. And we will be right back with that second quarter with Stephen, so make sure you stay tuned for that. I want to remind everybody, we have an incredible 20% off going on right here, only here, at Healthy Habit Health Foods on the Rick's Lotion. Folks, one big reason Rick's Lotion is so beneficial for the skin and joints is the amazing synergistic blend of ingredients. Three top ones to note are hemp seed oil with fatty acids, hyaluronic acid, which holds a thousand times its weight in water, plus shea butter with its rich moisturizing qualities. With the witch hazel and aloe vera, they're well known for tonifying and beautifying qualities of the skin. This natural product is never greasy, penetrates deep, and can help soothe tired muscles and minor skin irritations. Folks, take advantage of it. 20% off rickslotion.com, rixxlotion.com, or come on in to Healthy Habit and talk to Stan, the demo man, for samples. We will be right back with Healthy Habit Radio.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to Healthy Habit Radio on the Pulse of Arizona. This is the place to be, the top morning health radio program in the entire state of Arizona. Welcome, folks. If you're a new-time listener, make sure you mark your calendars. We're here every Saturday. That's right, every Saturday for the rest of 2021 and beyond. So tune in here on 1100 KFNX, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday. And today we have the pleasure of being joined here in the studio with Mr. Stephen Harkins, Director of Culture and Business Flow there at North American Herb and Spice. It's been a great one so far. Welcome back, Stephen. How we doing?
I'm doing great. Like you said, we're just getting warmed up over here.
That's right.
I hope people are listening in because we've got a lot of great content. Yeah,
exactly. And we finished off that first segment talking about the powers of Pomamax. Did you want to add anything else to that, or maybe do like a quick recap if someone just tuned in? I really want people to understand how powerful pomegranates are for health and wellness.
Yeah, I mean, pomegranate is incredible. You know, I would encourage you to go to things like PubMed.gov and just type in pomegranate, and you will just be shocked because all this time you were going into your grocery store and you just thought it was just another fruit on the shelf there.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's you know, like Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine. You know, that's what this is. And so when we talk about things like the heart, the brain, I mean, these are some of the most important areas that affect everything. You know, we can't really live or have a quality of life if our heart or brain is compromised. And pomegranate helps with this. It even helps with the ovaries as well, and even the prostate, which we could perhaps save for another conversation. But I would encourage you to go look at this. One of the things you'll find for the heart, and notice the red fruits. You know, notice the red fruits. These are the things that benefit the heart always. So the red is a big tip-off. It looks like a heart. And you cut it in half, and it looks like you can see the different ventricles and the different chambers of the heart. And it's for a reason. So there's two berry acids, punic collagen and ellagic acids. These acids naturally help dissolve support the natural process of dissolving plaque in the arteries. So cleansing and scrubbing that plaque could be the difference between your heart health and avoiding the event, the awful event that nobody should ever have to suffer through of having a heart attack or having a stroke, because once that happens, you can't go back. You can't rewind time.
Yeah.
So you have to be very vigilant now. And it's not difficult to consume pomegranate. It benefits the brain stem as well. So there's been studies that show that it supports the brain stem, which is where a lot of activity is concentrated at, a lot of neuronal flow, a lot of inner chemical communications originate from. So if you want to support the flow of your brain and of your heart, just eat more pomegranate. But we've got it concentrated in Pomamax.
Yeah.
So it's very convenient for you. It's very sweet, and even your children can enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's absolutely correct. I have several cardiovascular patients on the Pomamax specifically, especially those who have gone and had a CT scan there of the chest to check how much plaque buildup they have in the arteries. It's also known as CT cardiac score, if you're writing this down at home, or a coronary artery calcium score, CAC score, which checks exactly how much plaque is found around those major arteries, the four main arteries surrounding the heart. So in the case that comes back severe or even moderate or mild, any level of plaque buildup, I think it would be a good idea to get that Pomamax on board. Remember, this is not medical advice. This is just introducing you to this information. How can a product – next, I want to talk about turmeric, Stephen, and what's going to be separating North American Urban Spice form of turmeric compared to all the other ones on the shelf, and then we can connect that back to the brain health. So important for the brain.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. This is a topic of extreme importance because I think the whole world has discovered turmeric and that it goes beyond just supporting our inflammation response. It is actually could be used for up, some people say up to 500 different health benefits. And this is another one that's well documented. There's really no debate on it that turmeric supports the brain as well. This can be found on studies on PubMed.gov. Let me back up for a second, though, because there's so many turmeric brands. There's so many turmeric supplements.
Yep.
It seems like the whole world is going goo-goo for this. And the thing is, turmeric comes from one place and one place only. That's India. And if you consider the demand worldwide is at an all-time high, alongside the population density and the farming, the high level of farming in India, then you might realize that contamination and pollution and heavy metal exposure is a big issue in today's supplements of turmeric. And then also turmeric has an absorption issue. It has to be absorbed in a fat. It has to be basically given to us in a form that we can get the most of it because it doesn't just readily absorb into the body. So what we've done at North American, which is different, is we did our homework like we usually do, and we found that today's turmeric supplements, unfortunately, you have to watch the source and the extraction method. So we'll talk about source first. With the source, you got to be careful from getting contamination. And what we've done is we source exclusively from a natural forest preserve in India. This is a protected space, and our turmeric grows wild. It's not even farmed. And this is beautiful. If you know anything about us, the difference in our company is wild. So that's why our wild oregano is so effective. You get more nutrients. You just get more of nature's power. If you can find something in the wild, it's not easy to do. But that's our challenge we've taken on. And with wild turmeric, we're one of the only ones to do it. So they just harvest it, let it grow on its own in the protected forest, and they keep propagating it each year. So that's our source. That's going to give you a higher originating curcumin content and the big, strong turmeric roots. Now on with extraction. Extraction methods, you have to be very careful because there's two schools of thought. The predominant school of thought right now is kind of from the pharmaceutical model, and that is we take the main active ingredient, i.e. curcumin, and then we just boost that. We use a chemical reaction. We throw some petrochemicals on it, like hexane and butane, and we use a lot of high heat. And then we've got ourselves a concentrated curcumin, and we can say we've got more curcumin than anyone else.
Yeah.
And we just kind of throw away the rest of the root. What we've done at North American is given you a pure CO2 extraction that preserves all 200-plus phytonutrients of turmeric, all of which are beneficial to the body with curcumin. So that's what we've done. And then there's no hexane, no petrochemicals, so it's pure. And then you get the whole root as nature intended in its wild sourced form.
Would that be fair to say that that's the crude extract?
That is the crude extract. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Which is basically you're taking everything, not just a select nutrient like curcumin, which is definitely the active medicinal component of turmeric, but there's all these other ingredients and phytonutrients and chemicals that provide benefits, as Stephen is talking about there. Incredible. And that, again, that's through North American Urban Spice. Mm-hmm. And what product? Does it just say turmeric on the bottle there? How can they find this one, Stephen?
So you're going to want to look for our product name, Turmeric Power Plus.
Okay.
And then that is, you will find us. And that is, we carry in drops, 2 ounces, and that's really great for a quick absorption and then also rapid relief. But then also we have soft gels. So for those taste-sensitive folks, we got you covered. We have soft gels. You can also get benefit.
Mm-hmm. You know, along the same lines of brain health, how important is keeping inflammation down in the whole body, not just in the brain? And then how does turmeric, you know, play a role with inflammation?
Well, some would say that inflammation is responsible for being the root cause of all disease.
Right.
And that's pretty intense. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw an article from a heart surgeon that's been around for 30-plus years, and, you know, he does a lot of open-heart surgeries. And what he finds is that the heart is inflamed every single time he opens somebody up. And he sees the heart, it's been a victim of years of inflammation, and that's how it got to this point. So imagine the brain being inflamed over years and years of time, what that might do. For those of you who suffer from chronic headaches, imagine that. Inflammation is our mortal enemy, literally. So turmeric has the ability on its own to support the natural inflammatory response, to work on that inflammation, thereby working on pain throughout the entire body, across the different organs. So that's why everybody should not think of turmeric as a luxury or an extra, but an essential part. And in India, they've learned that. They've known that for thousands of years. And it's interesting to note, and this is just a fact, that the occurrence of dementia and Alzheimer is like 10 times lower. It's much lower. They don't even really have a problem with it. So even your older Indian folk can still, you know, have a conversation with you, no problem. And in America, we've got a huge problem with it. So a lot of doctors and researchers have indicated turmeric and other spices as being a key part of keeping that brain healthy and going. They're keeping the inflammation down in the body.
There was a post we did, I think it was last year, November 2020, and it was titled, "Turmeric Does It All." So turmeric's one of the most well-studied spices in the world, as Stephen was referring to there. Not only does turmeric help prevent Alzheimer's dementia, protect the liver, and reduce pain. Most people know of turmeric for pain, like back pain, knee pain, arthritic pain. But it's also highly effective against depression and anxiety. So people don't have turmeric on the radar for those two mental health concerns as well. Do you have any thoughts on that? And then we can move to the NeuroLoft.
Yeah, it just makes me think of a study that was done some time ago. They compared the effects of turmeric and Prozac. Have you heard of that study?
No, but let's hear it. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Prozac is kind of a famous go-to antidepressant that is used on the pharmaceutical side of things. And, of course, it, like all pharmaceutical drugs, it has a list of side effects. And some people do good with it and some people don't, and they have to cycle off. But they studied both together, and they found that turmeric competes with Prozac and delivers similar effects. Without the unwanted side effects. So it could be a good alternative for people to look at as a food that they can consume for their general well-being and mental health. And we don't have to wait until we get depressed either to get the benefits of it.
To be honest, this might be the exact same study that you're referring to, that one that you just outlined there. It was a 2013 randomized control trial in Phytotherapy Research Journal, so plant therapy research, basically. And this was the first clinical evidence to show how powerful turmeric is when it comes to depression. Okay, they compared the turmeric to the fluoxetine, which is referring to that Prozac. So we are absolutely on the same page here, and that's just incredible. Think about that. 2013 was the first time they showed turmeric versus depression. It took... You know, it's pretty recent.
Yeah, it's exciting because they're still doing studies, you know, and they're still learning. It's very complex. We have to give honor and respect to these plants because we still don't entirely understand the way they're working. So we're getting new revelations every day. But for example, they found a compound in turmeric called turmerone. And these turmerones, they found that when they're present with curcumin, that you actually get a greater response in the body, a greater inflammation support. So we didn't know that until recently as well. So that's why we make sure we include the turmerones. And they found that turmerones have a direct effect on the brain cells as well. So going back to the brain, they actually support the healthy creation of brain cells. And that's the turmerones.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Amazing. And that brings us to the NeuroLoft product. A lot of people have been asking about this one, Stephen. Mm-hmm. Looks like it comes in a liquid form. Tell us about NeuroLoft. Is turmeric found in there as well?
Actually, NeuroLop does not contain turmeric, but it does contain something else that we just recently spoke about, and that is pomegranate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it is actually a concoction of several different brain-boosting spices, and it's a whole formula. And I love that it's liquid, and I love that it is a hydrosol extract, which means it's oxygen-rich, and it's water-soluble form, which actually helps to cross over the blood-brain barrier that much easier and also get that oxygen flow to the brain. So oxygen therapy is another area of support, by the way, which, you know, we need that oxygen flow to the brain. We don't always have enough. There's certainly some challenges. A lot of us don't breathe like we should, but oxygen is a way to kind of help encourage that breathing and feel that flow to our brain. But what you have in here is actually a combination of things like sage and pomegranate and rose petal essence and rosemary. You know, they say rosemary for remembrance.
Yeah.
There's a compound in rosemary called carnosic acid, which they have studied in conjunction with memory support. And so that has the rosemary and then sage. Hmm. Sage is one of those things that even goes into a metaphysical study where when you start talking about supporting the mind and supporting the spirit, and you hear about people burning sage in the home and that type of thing. But sage, this is sage that goes internally, and it has monoterpenes, which also support the nerve cells of your brain. So you've got the pomegranate in here, the sage, rosemary, and of course oregano, and a healthy boost of oxygen all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned the oregano in there. Again, oregano, most people when they hear it, they think antibacterial, antiviral, right? Any antimicrobial, any kind of infection. But oregano is incredibly versatile. That's why they chose to put it into a brain formula. It's an incredible antioxidant and fantastic for the cardiovascular system in addition to that Pomamax. Mm-hmm. Did you want to add anything, Dr. Aaron?
How would somebody take this product? Is this a daily supplement?
Yes. So what you can do, you can just take 2 tablespoons at a time. That's your serving amount. Or you can do an ounce. We've had, you know, for example, people that have even, this is kind of an extreme example, but are perhaps recovering from a stroke and they've got out of the hospital and they want to help support their recovery. So what we have them do helps them is 1 ounce of this brain formula twice a day, kind of like a shot glass, and that's going to drive the spices into the brain. And then we talk about brain support, and we've touched on mental health, but also brain detox, which is really important as well. And things like oregano can actually support that brain detox. So getting the oregano spice into the brain actually can, the antioxidant mechanism can help with inflammation and repair, you know, natural cellular repair as antioxidants do. And then you're also going to be working on, you know, things like, you know, like pathogens. So that would be where you want to think about oregano for the brain. And this would be something you perhaps take and you can even sip on the bottle throughout the day. There's really no way to overdose this. We have some people that drink a whole bottle in a day. If you're really feeling brain fog, you can just sip on this thing and let it go travel up your nervous system into your brain.
And I love the little labels there on all the North American products, especially the NeuroLoft Essence, charged with sun energy, pure steam extracted, sourced from the Mediterranean mountains, and then free of chemical or synthetic additives. Important. Can you tell our listeners, what does this mean, essence, the wild essences of these different herbs?
This is the essence is derived from the process, which is a steam extraction of these herbs. And I appreciate you emphasizing the quality because it is the wild mountain grown rosemary, oregano, and sage that we put in here along with the Mediterranean pomegranate, the wild Damascene rose petal, which only exists in Syria and Lebanon. It's a very pungent aromatic rose and even orange blossom. So we start with the high-quality ingredients, and then we do a steam extraction. And from that, you actually have oxygen molecules bonding together with the different compounds, botanical compounds and spice compounds. So now you've got a completely water-soluble mixture that travels right into the fatty tissues of the brain.
Unbelievable. If that doesn't make you want to get Neuralife,
absolutely.
I don't know what will. Mm-hmm. We're wrapping up this last segment here before we cut to the halftime break today on Healthy Habit Radio. And again, we've been talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins here for the last 1 hour here on the first half, representing North American Herb and Spice. Stephen, it's always a pleasure having you on. We are wrapping it up here, a couple more minutes. What's a good take-home overall? Let's say someone just tuned in right now, and you had to leave them with a 1 or 2 minute summary of what we've been discussing here today.
Yeah, so, you know, if you are struggling with memory, if you are struggling with your mental health, if you're struggling with your mood and your attitude, if you're struggling with your mental performance, your speech, your mental alertness, all of these different things, you know, you want to look at your diet and you want to, you know, because there are things out there that can actually impede your progress, you know, like fried foods, for example, alcohol, and also not getting enough sleep. We have to mention that. But there are herbs out there that can help, okay? And you want to make sure you're getting your sleep and you want to make sure you're supporting your adrenals. So we do recommend things like adaptogenic herbs, and that goes into the category of royal jelly and ashwagandha. And then you want to also look at protection.
Yep.
Nobody wants to get dementia or Alzheimer's when we get older.
That's right.
So we're talking about things like turmeric and pomegranate and the wild spices like rosemary, sage, and oregano. So those are the kind of things you want to be doing. And then B vitamins, B for brain. You want to give your brain the food that it needs. Remember, we're talking about our minds. And we want to continue to support ourselves as we get older and older. And I would have to throw in exercise, too. You know, exercise stimulates the brain like, you know, it almost rivals supplements. So if you're doing the exercise, you're cleaning up your diet, you're getting better sleep, you're supporting your adrenals with adaptogen herbs, and then you're taking spices like turmeric, oregano, sage, and then even throwing some Pomamax or pomegranate in there, then you're going to be doing really good. And Turmeric Power Plus is something that I recommend for everyone, all ages, because we all experience inflammation. Remember, inflammation is the root cause of many diseases, and it can compromise our organs like our heart, like our adrenals, and, of course, our brains. So take Turmeric Power Plus. That's turmeric, ginger, oregano, rosemary, all in one, and look at these things. And if you need a detox, if you need to detox your brain because maybe you've been consuming a lot of bad foods or alcohol or whatever it might be, no judgment, but there are things that can help. And we have something called Hempanol Brain Detox and NeuroLock. You just take an ounce of each per day, sip on it, and reap the benefits. And then also, of course, go see the doctors. They can tell you a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Stephen. And again, that was, did you say Canna-Curman or Hempanol?
So, oh, good to mention, we have something called Turmeric Power Plus, but then Canna-Curman is the same formula, but we added hemp.
Got it.
So that could really help you if you're struggling with stress and mood and your brain even more. So if you got the few extra dollars, go and check out the Canna-Curman. That's 5-in-1 inflammation and brain support.
Yeah. And everything we've been discussing here today with Stephen, for all the listeners, is evidence-based. You can pull up 50 papers. I can pull up, you know, just on turmeric alone. And then, of course, there's the raw honey, royal jelly. Incredible research on everything we've been discussing here today. And as always, thank you so much, Stephen, for your time.
My pleasure. It's an honor. Thank you all.
We appreciate you, my friend. And thank you all for tuning in. We still have an hour ahead, so don't go away. Right here on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Give our store a call, folks, to make sure we have the Canna-Curman, the Royal Power, the NeuroLock all in stock before you make the trip down to Healthy Habit Health Foods. 602-252-6000. 602-252-6000. Stay tuned. We will be right back on the Pulse of Arizona.
Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to Healthy Habit Radio on 1100 KFNX, the Pulse of Arizona, and we have a awesome guest with us here today, a colleague of ours in the field of naturopathic medicine, a fellow naturopathic physician here. It's going to be a good one here, so make sure you get your pens and papers ready. And this is the founder, folks, of Michael's Naturopathic Programs, MNP, which we have the full line right here at Healthy Habit Health Foods. And Mr. Schwartz has been in the natural health industry, folks, for going on four decades here. A wealth of expertise, author of 30 to 40 plus books last time I checked. And this man does it all. A fellow Texan, same like Dr. Aaron. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome back Michael Schwartz to Healthy Habit Radio. How are we doing, Michael?
We're doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. How are you guys doing?
You're doing good. You got quite the resume, my friend.
Well, you know, when you get to be old, that happens.
It just adds up.
It does.
And so since the last time we spoke, Michael, what's been going on your end and what's going on really in your field and in your area of health?
Well, actually, I've been working on a couple of different documents. One is a book on the emotional causes of diseases, because the one that I did first time around spoke in terms of looking at things from an energetic or a symbolic point of view. And people don't necessarily understand that or get that. So I've redone the book and been working on that in terms of looking at it from an emotional point of view. I'm also preparing myself to do podcasting. And just, you know, the whole thing with COVID is really fascinating, because you don't know the truth of anything anymore. Yeah. Ever since the concept of fake news has been introduced into our consciousness, it puts everything into question. The vaccine, do I mask, do I not mask? And so obviously each and every one of us has our separate opinions, as I do. And it's just, it's very difficult, and that makes for a lot of angst in people. And obviously we can see a lot of anger brewing in the country, and that is unhealthy spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially.
You know, yeah, Michael, you brought up a good point there. Let's spend a couple minutes introducing the concept of our emotional health and how our emotions can tie into our physical health, because that does come up. I'm sure it comes up in both of our offices when we're seeing patients. Talk to us a little bit about that, about how emotions can affect our physical health.
Well, I'm going to give you two fundamental examples. One of them, I don't know that you and Devin can relate to unless you have children, but for those of us who do have children, the first example would be, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, the kids are out, they're teenagers, and the phone rings. Okay? Immediately you go into, oh my God, something's happened, and so you have a chemical reaction because the adrenal secretes adrenaline. You're alert, you're awake, you're aware, and your heart starts thumping, you get a queasy feeling in your stomach. The same thing occurs, and now this you may be able to relate to, is when a police car pulls up behind you with the sirens going, a little whoop whoop, you know, and the lights are flashing, and you're wondering, what did I do? And the authority is coming down on you. And so, again, queasy, you know, the adrenaline release, the queasy feeling, the rapid heartbeat. So sight and sound both stimulate a chemical reaction in the body, and that is the beginning of a potential problem. Anytime you excite the chemical status of your body, it creates imbalances and repercussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that can be a problem long term. So if someone's listening to this now, how do they start identifying this? What's a good starting point? What are some practical solutions that one can make to start reversing this?
Well, one of the things I have all of my clients do is start out with trying to identify the stressors, because as you know, stress is going to deplete our calcium, our magnesium, our zinc. So now we've got imbalances occurring because obviously the American diet, which is, horrible because it's depleted food that's chemically enhanced, which is another dangerous aspect because the body, being divine, will use the chemicals to create new cells. Thus, we speed up the aging process, the cancer development, and other diseases. So I have them do an exercise on a blank sheet of paper, left-hand column. What are the things that stress you out? And they could be major. And I tell them, don't neglect the mundane issues. Mm-hmm. Because, we always have a tendency to see the major problem and react to that. But on some levels, it's that little subtle problem that you kind of ignore because it's subtle. It doesn't really, quote unquote, register. Nonetheless, it is having an emotional effect. So, left-hand column, everything that stresses you out, even down to the point of the kids, your significant other, does not put the cap back on the toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Simple, but nonetheless, aggravating.
Yeah.
Right-hand column. Where does that come from? Who in your family, mom, dad, who gets stressed over what? Because remember, from a spiritual point of view, and this is in the Bible in Exodus, the inequities of the father are passed on 3 to 4 generations. So what does that really mean? It means that whatever the concepts are that run in the family, if, you're following the family culture tradition, you're going to end up with the same concepts, which is why diseases and conditions also flow in a family. Now, some are genetic, and those that are quote-unquote hereditary are really based on concepts. So I try to have my clients really understand the root cause of what's causing the stress. That way, they can begin to get a handle on it.
Yeah, so important. That's actually a new area that's becoming more and more talked about in our field. Dr. Michael, it's so important that it's finally hitting their public radar, how important it is to get to the emotions, past traumas, instead of burying that, right?
Absolutely. In doing the layout for my podcasting, and it's going to be called Naturopathy Today, Michael's Naturopathy Today, so I can build on the following I have through the company. And one of the other segments is, not only is it, I look back on naturopathy, the original naturopaths were herbalists.
Yeah.
And then we incorporated nutritional and medical science, because all drugs, as fabulous as they are, and I use them in almost every single formula, they really are the precursors to the pharmaceutical industry, allopathic medicine.
Right.
Whereas naturopathy, as we've grown and learned from science, it's the vitamins and minerals that do the true healing. We nourish the body back to balance and harmony. That's why we became naturopaths, to help people truly heal through nourishment. The naturopath of tomorrow will be those who not only draw on the past, because there's a teaching that says we look back in order to see ahead, but also will begin to incorporate the understanding that emotions are the key, that, or the fundamental cause, from a different point of view, and I can explain that, but are the fundamental cause of creating disharmony within the body. And so we'll work at things from some people will present it as an energetic perspective. an emotional perspective, a psychological perspective. Well, you know, they're going to put all kinds of different nomenclatures on it, but bottom line is it's all about the emotions. And the fundamental reason, the mind controls and operates the brain. That's why sight and sound create chemical, biochemical, electrical changes in the body.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. And did you want to add to that, Aaron?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, this is something that we're definitely dealing with, and we do see a lot of this. What can somebody do? Because some of these things, like when you were saying, okay, right on the left-hand side, you know, all the different things that annoy you, some of those things, at least in the beginning, people can't change, right? They may be things that are just constant. So, how do people work through that, the things that that don't go away?
Well, the first thing is turn off the TV.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yep. Agreed. Yeah. Totally agree.
Because there's nothing you can do about what's going on outside of you. However, the mind, because it is connected to spirit, and because it wants us to be in harmony with spirit and each other, the mind talks to you. You know, dreams are a fabulous source of guidance, even though the Bible in the New Testament, more than anything, tells you not to, you know, work with dreamers, and yet, if we go back to the Old Testament, you know, Daniel got dreams, Abraham got dreams. I mean, dreams were known as a form of guidance, a way of communicating with spirit. So today, the language of symbols, you know, we have, you're driving down the highway, you see a red light, you know to stop. You see a stop sign, you know to stop. There are signs that tell you there's a curve ahead or a soft shoulder. Your mind gives you signs to keep you on the highway that leads to greater health and awareness. So one must, as they say in the New Testament, and actually in the Old, develop eyes to see and ears to hear. By learning to identify signs, symbols, omens, emotional feelings, a smell, a sense, by learning to listen to those, identifying and listening to those, allows you an opportunity to see what's going on in your life. Now, there is a teaching in Ecclesiastics, and it's one of my favorite, obviously, chapter 3, verse 15, and it says, that which is now hath been, that which will be is now. What does that mean in English? It means that life flows in a cycle. And whatever you're going through right at this very moment, you have gone through this emotional energy once before. And if you do not wake up and do not change it through observation, seeing where you are in that cyclic pattern of behavior, if you don't change it, guess what? That which is now, that cycle is going to come up again. So the guidance is there. We have just not been taught how to draw on it, how to utilize it, how to make an attitudinal change. And that's what it is. It's all about changing your perspective of something and the way you feel about something. And the only way you can change that is understanding where it comes from.
Incredible. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Michael Schwartz, founder of Michael's Naturopathic Programs back in 1983. Okay, so we're going on over three decades here of Michael's experience in this field of naturopathic medicine, or as I like to call it, the original medicine, right? Right before we started getting closed down left and right by the Rockefeller and that. We won't go too much into that, but this is the original medicine, and we're excited that we get to talk to Michael here today. If you want to give our store a call to make sure we're stocked up and ready to go with MNP products, give us a call at 602-252-6000, and we're going to dive into some specific products here that I want to talk about with Michael. Again, 602 252-6000. Michael, what would be your favorite product, staying on the topic of brain health here, that we even spoke earlier with Stephen Harkins on all things brain health, reducing brain inflammation, stress, anxiety, depression. This goes with everything we're discussing here today. What's one of your top MNP products for this concern?
Well, based on some of the terminology you used, I would say I have two that are very appropriate. And one I actually created for myself, not because I'm mental, although somebody has suggested I was crazy, but we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
The memory factors is fabulous because one of the problems with the brain and ultimately the mind, because the mind has to utilize the synapses, it has to utilize the brain. So one of the most key nutrients is oxygen. That's why exercise is so fabulous, as, you know, getting out there, breathing fresh air, and really, you know, get the blood pumping to bring more blood to the blood-brain barrier, more oxygen, because 20 to 25% of all the oxygen you use goes to nourish the brain. So memory factors is fabulous. It opens up the arteries a little bit. It helps lower cholesterol. And you've got Gota Cola and Ginkgo Biloba, which are fabulous oxygen carriers. So that is one. And I know it works because when my daughter was in school, you know, she would call a week before exams, "Dad, send me some memory. I've got a cram." And so, you know, I know it works. And the other is the energy factors, which, like I said, I created for myself, because when you bring in depression into a conversation, and I can tell you some conversations I've had with psychiatrists who turned away from me when I posed a question, and I'll share that with you. But depression is tied into low blood sugar. Low blood sugar is tied into adrenal exhaustion. Adrenal exhaustion is tied into stress.
There it
is. So once, you know, here we are back again. And by the chemical imbalances, because psychiatry, because I was at a conference, multifaceted in terms of disciplines, and I happened to be sitting next to a psychiatrist who introduced herself as, you know, being into psychiatry, and I said, well, I have a question about psychiatry. You know, how do you guys go about fixing something? She said, well, you know, it's all about chemical imbalances. I said, really? Well, wouldn't the mind, through emotions, create a chemical imbalance? And you know what her response was? She turned to the person on the other side of her and started a conversation.
Interesting.
Very. Because a lot of allopathic medicine, and psychiatry is part of that, is all based on adjusting everything chemically, disregarding the divine properties of the body, which utilize vitamins, minerals, fats, proteins, carbohydrates to heal. So,
And again, those,
so those two are my favorite products, I think. And also, I would look at cholesterol metabolism, because you need to open up the arteries and dissolve as much cholesterol and get rid of the plaque, which no one ever talks about, because you need to get more blood to the blood-brain barrier. And then, of course, you know, you need your neurotransmitters and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And in this memory factors formula, we have vitamins, minerals, herbs, and amino acids. So you're hitting this in four directions. Again, amino acids, which are the building blocks to make proteins in the body. You have the herbs or the botanicals and the vitamins and minerals. So you're hitting it in multiple angles there. And things like selenium, pantothenic acid, niacin, one of my favorite vitamins is niacin. And then you have the flaxseed, unsaturated fatty acids, glutamine, taurine. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about taurine, Michael. I don't know if we've ever talked about taurine, and it's an incredibly valuable nutrient. I was just reading in one of the latest Life Extension magazines about taurine as well, and how important that nutrient is. Tell us about taurine and why you chose to add taurine into the memory factors?
You know, I didn't. Did I take mine today? I don't remember. Basically,
you're right. You know, maybe need some more
taurine. Yeah. Why did I do that 30 years ago? Well, fundamentally, I think I did it as a calmative, because I think I also used that in the blood pressure formula as well, and that is to try to calm the energy down and create better electrical communication. Those are the two things that come to mind immediately. I don't, I'm not a very big fan of amino acids per se.
Okay.
I use them on occasion, and if you look through most of my formulas, you'll find it's on rare occasions that I use them, because they're part of, you know, building protein, and I'm a firm believer that you shouldn't use anything without it being complemented appropriately. Yeah. That's why I don't, you know, I don't focus even with my clients today. It's rare that I will bring in a singular protein, amino into the whatever it is I put together for them.
Thank you for clarifying that. And that just shows your honesty, because you have amino acids in several of your products and you're saying you're not a big fan of them. And again, that's when they're just standalone, especially when they're just by themselves. And I think that's a great approach where you combined the vitamins, minerals, herbs, and amino acids. And what was the other product? You mentioned the memory factors. And what was the other one you mentioned?
Oh, the energy formula for the adrenal glands. That way, that eliminates the depression, because depression is tied into the low blood sugar.
Okay.
The irritability, the sensitivity, you know, feeling. And there's another thing there, okay? When you're energized, everything is rosy. Everything looks good. You don't get into dwelling. You don't allow the doubt and fear to manifest in what's going on. Once you fall into depression and the blood sugar goes down, obviously the energy levels go down, the inspiration goes down, and now that's an opportunity for the doubt and fear to manifest. Now your mind starts searching for different justifications, because the mind is fabulous. I mean, we rationalize, we can make everything logical, and we can justify any and every position we take. So now your mind, because, you know, I don't feel good, there's something wrong with me, I must not be good. And so your mind will start finding those things that will validate you're not feeling well, and that ends up becoming depressive, and so we have, quote-unquote, depression.
Unbelievable. We're just getting started here with Michael Schwartz of MNP, Healthcare Solutions since 1984, folks. I want to dive in this in the last quarter there with you, Michael, and really pick apart that energy support formula. And we will be right back, folks, so stay tuned for that second quarter or second half discussion with Michael. And again, 20% off, folks, for the month of September. We're rixing it up here at Healthy Habit. If you have not taken a whiff of the exciting essential oils in the brand new Rix Lotion variations, well, here's a short review. Rix Lotion's Bear simply has no smell. We have an unscented Rix by popular demand. Rix Lavender and Sage is like a deep, rich, foresty, clean smell. And then, of course, you have the Rix Sandalwood and Bergamot, which is more like a mellow, woody, light, citrusy flavor. Try one of these new, unique Rix essentials for soothing your feet, shoulders, and joints. Take advantage of that 8-ounce, 20% off for the month of September, folks. Rix Lotion for an active, healthy, and beautiful life. Only at Healthy Habit Health Foods. RixLotion.com, and that's with two X's. Stay tuned. We will be right back with our discussion with Dr. Michael Schwartz right here on Healthy Habit Radio.
Welcome back to to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line. Located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health.
Thank you for supporting our program here and for shopping at Healthy Habit Health Foods for the last two decades. Unbelievable. Thank you for the support. Thank you for spreading the word of both our store and our amazing radio program here. Mark your calendars every Saturday for the rest of the year here on 1100 KFNX, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And guess what? We're joined here today with Dr. Michael Schwartz. This is our second half discussion with Michael here today of Michael's naturopathic programs, MNP since 1984. We're going on over three decades here, almost four decades. Amazing things happening. And Michael announced that he'll be launching his own podcast here soon, which is exciting. Michael, I look forward to this. How excited are you to launch your own podcast?
I jump up and down.
You're perfect for it.
In anticipation. I'm excited about it. I really am, because I'm going to have a co-host, because we're going to make it more discussional and educational, which is what we're both about, with Steve Langford. I don't know if you know who he is, but he does the Health Quest podcasts. And Steve and I go back, God, I don't know, 10, 20 years. He's also been in the industry for the last, I guess, 45 years, when we both came back in 1976, in reality. So I'm very excited, being that he's already a master at podcasting. He's, you know, up to his 395th episode. He does a lot of interviewing. And so I'm excited to have him as a tutor, which takes me back to something earlier about the touring conversation. And just about the fact that, number one, I really don't know everything. I'd like to think I do. But I'm smart enough to know I don't. In fact, I actually wrote a book on amino acids, one of the books. But again, everything that when I write about it, I wrote about what it means. And taurine, in fact, I went to my computer to pull it back up to see if I still had a copy of it. Taurine represents balance. It brings balance to situations, and it's something that it's not an essential amino acid, so it's something that can be derived from proteins. However, so many people, and I guess in the memory, it was really, and in blood pressure, both, it's a matter of trying to bring balance back into the system. And that's the whole goal of naturopathy from, you know, my point of view, and I believe it would be yours as well, and that is to bring the body back to balance and harmony. And one of the medical ways that's expressed is through homeostasis, where everything is just the way it should be, and that's our the way we approach things.
Yeah, very important, very important. And we introduced the energy support formula here, focusing on rebuilding those adrenal glands. And if the listeners aren't familiar, adrenal, literally adrenal, they sit on top of the renal glands, the kidneys. Remember, when we say renal, we're referring to the kidneys. So those glands, they're sitting right on top. How important are those adrenal glands? Michael, what have you noticed over the years in your practice and just being in this field? There are some people that think it's a myth when someone says adrenal fatigue. Like, I remember reading on WebMD that adrenal fatigue is a made-up phenomenon. It's not real. What do you say to those critics? What's your idea of adrenal fatigue?
When you wake up tired after 8 to 10 hours of sleep, and you're irritable, somebody looks at you cross-eyed, one of the kids, you'll take them out. You'll fight with everybody and anybody. My standard joke about adrenal fatigue or hypoglycemics is you don't take one for a drive in the country unless you feed them first. Because when the sugar goes down, irritability, sensitivity, anger all have an opportunity to flourish. So if they're not fed first, one of you may not come back. because and you know, adrenal fatigue is the result of stress. We die way too young. We're getting sicker, younger. And a lot of that is tied into the adrenals. Infertility is indirectly because the pituitary, the master gland, and the adrenal and the thyroid are all on the same axis. They all affect hormonal balance in the body. And so the adrenals, you know, that's another place where the precursors to hormones are being made. And if you don't have enough cholesterol, thanks to red yeast rice and statin drugs, then obviously you're going to have hormonal imbalances. Without cholesterol, you will have cellular damage. You'll have mental issues. You'll have low vitamin D as well, and especially if you stay clothed all the time. So, yeah, I mean, adrenals are such a major, major, outside of the pituitary gland for the body, that to ignore it and to dismiss it as fatigue or myth is irresponsible from a medical point of view and stupid from a lack of knowledge point of view.
Yeah, it's a real fun. They're tiny glands. They're not as big as the liver and all the other organs and things of that nature, but they're so important. You know, they play a critical role, and actually a lot of the vitamin C in our body is concentrated in those adrenal glands.
More there than any other place in the body.
Yeah.
And my second, vitamin A is my first favorite nutrient. Pantothenic acid is my second. And where do you find the most amount of pantothenic acid? In the adrenal glands. Pantothenic acid, and actually, if you fix your adrenal glands, it's a life changer. That's why I do two formulas. I do the stress formula as well as the energy formula. And the difference between the two, the stress formula has 130 milligrams of pantothenic acid per tablet.
Okay.
The energy formula has 500 milligrams of pantothenic acid per tablet.
Wow.
And what I say about people who deal with adrenal fatigue or low blood sugar is that the stress formula, within 7 to 10 days, you'll wake up feeling like a human being again. With the energy formula, within 3 to 5 days, you will notice a difference. You'll be able to somebody that we could talk to in the morning.
Right.
What was that timeline that you just gave, Michael? You said how many days?
If it's the adrenal, 3 to 5. And if it's the stress formula, if it's the energy formula, 3 to 5, it's the stress formula, 7 to 10.
Got it. And again, so far we've covered the adrenal support formula, which is also the energy formula there through MNP. Then there's the stress formula and the memory factors. None of these should leave one feeling drowsy throughout the day, right? Hopefully the opposite.
Oh, God,
especially
no. And, there's no caffeine. There are not stimulants. I do not believe in stimulants.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when you excite the central nervous system, you're doing more harm than good, number one. Number two, when you bring in ephedra and any other, caffeine, those kinds of stimulants, what you're really doing is teaching the body not to create its own natural energy at the levels that's required. And you're actually, because you're working on nervous energy, you're really doing more harm to the body. All of these caffeinated drinks that are out there that are hyper-caffeinated, they shouldn't even be on the market. But then again, the FDA really doesn't care about health. It only cares about keeping the pharmaceutical companies in money.
Yeah, important. And so, again, there's two adrenal products. That's important to know. Someone with adrenal fatigue or underactive adrenals, they might have the low energy. Someone might have perfectly fine energy. They're just stressed all the time. Am I getting this correct, Michael?
Yep.
Perfect.
And absolutely. And also the applications would be from an age point of view. Because, people don't think about children being stressed out, but when you're in the store and you see a child come in with deep, dark circles under its eyes, you know two things immediately. One, the child is stressed. Two, the child is malnourished. So those are immediate signs, you know, and sometimes I tell clients, go look in the mirror, okay? See the bags? That tells me you got a kidney issue. See the dark circles? That tells me you're stressed, you may not be sleeping well, and, you know, you need to really examine what's going on to take care of yourself, or you're headed down a pike of disharmony.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so interesting how you were saying 5 to 6 days. Was that days as far as getting some improvement, or was that weeks?
No. You can't wait weeks.
Yeah, well,
people are Americans. Right? Instant isn't even fast enough.
Right. So true. That's pretty incredible. So,
3 to 5 days with the energy formula. For teenagers, depending upon their level of stress, I would probably just do one a day. But for the preteens and regular children, maybe just one a day should do the magic. It should take a little bit, may take a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Michael, let's stick with the adults here. So let's say there's an adult, person out there who's taking the energy formula. Would there be another good pair with that? Another good, something from your line that would be a good addition?
Not yes and no. The yes would be the multiple, daily multiple for whatever the gender might be. And then if they do that, the multi-minerals in the evening. But fundamentally, Aaron, everything that I do was designed to handle the concern with one product.
Mm, okay.
That's why when you look at my formulas, they're a little bit more, not complicated, they're really simple, but they address not only as we do as naturopaths, we address the primary, but because I want to help everybody, I also try to take into concern the secondary and sometimes the tertiary issues that would manifest from the primary. That's why my formulas have multiple ingredients and are formulated the way they are, so that it's like with the memory. We're going to open up the arteries. We're going to bring more blood to the blood-brain barrier. We're going to bring precursors to neurotransmitters. We're going to bring in oxygen, the key nutrient. So there's 3 or 4 different actions going on as well as the primary. So that's how I think. So a lot of my formulas are truly standalones.
Yep. Good. Thank you for clarifying that, Michael. And again, if you wanted to combine something for extra support with that adrenal extra energy, you may want to consider the MNP multi-mineral tablets to go with it at nighttime. And there's both a male and a female version of the multiple mineral product. How important is that we're getting our vitamins and minerals daily?
It's essential because, you know, what people don't realize, and this is one of the reasons why I'm not a fan of the food-bound, food-grown, food-enhanced. What vitamins are technically, well, let me back up. The body runs on enzymes and proteins.
Yeah.
Vitamins, technically speaking, are classified as coenzymes, which means you need vitamins to ensure that your body is going to function properly, because the enzymes, the coenzymes, are essential to the enzymatic processes that the body goes through. Minerals, technically, are catalysts and cofactors. However, you know, if you take a look at zinc and magnesium, both of those, you know, magnesium much more than zinc. I think zinc is involved in like 25 separate enzymatic transactions, where magnesium, I think it's now up to thousands of different enzymatic transactions. So vitamins and minerals are essential. When you bring in low potency, then I don't know that you will be able to get where you want to go and stay there.
Yeah.
That's why I use high potency in everything I do.
Important. Very important.
Yeah, thanks for making that distinction, because there are, you know, definitely a lot of companies out there that are also doing the food-based vitamin, so that's a really good way to look at it. So yeah, thanks for breaking that down. Are there any differences between what women need as nutrients versus men?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Erin. And the answer is yes and no. It's not that I'm indecisive, but, you know, both ends of that are true. I actually created gender vitamins because of my wife in 1984. I introduced the concept into the health food industry because, and I think you may or may not know my history, and I once worked for Nature's Plus before I became a naturopath as a sales rep. Mm-hmm. And being a company man, you know, I took their Megaplex 75, which was a 75 milligram B complex, and I gave it to my wife as well, and she could not tolerate it. It was just too overstimulating, made her nauseous as well.
Yeah.
So I decided, well, you know, men, and now, forgive me because I don't want to sound, what's the word? Misogynist.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, back 35 years ago, or, you know, 38 years, almost 39 years ago, our society was more dominated in the business world by men than it was by women. Although today, women are catching up. So, but again, I'm going back in time. And so I created my formula, which was 75 milligrams of the B complex, and I stepped up the pantothenic acid as well as niacin and choline and inositol. Those four are extra because cardiovascular disease, high cholesterol, which is still an issue for everybody.
Yep.
So pantothenic acid for the stress, niacin to open the arteries, choline and inositol to emulsify the cholesterol. So for Phyllis, I made the same formula except with the B complex, I made it a 60 milligram formula and I doubled the pantothenic acid, choline and inositol. So that separated the genders. So that's the no part. We all need the same nutrients. However, because on some levels we are not only emotionally different and different functionalities from a gender point of view, but also our sensitivities. So there are two different levels, but fundamentally everybody needs the same elements, the same nutrients, the same aminos, minerals,
right,
vitamins.
Yeah, we're about 99.999% the same, men and women.
Yes.
You know, it's just
yes.
there's some of those little genetic differences, and that's where you might need to increase or decrease your dosage and go from there. It's always wise to work with your primary care physician or your naturopathic doctor to get to that exact same or that exact specific dosage that you need to be at. So again, folks, we're talking with Dr. Michael Schwartz, MNP, Michael's Naturopathic Programs, since 1984. We're going on four decades here of Michael being in this field, a wealth of expertise, and we always love having Michael on. Also an author of 30-plus books, so you don't want to forget that. If you haven't been yet to michaelshealth.com, I highly suggest you do that to see all the different products we've been discussing here today. That's Michael's, with an S, health, all one word, michaelshealth.com. We are coming towards the end here, another 3 or 4 minutes to go, Michael. I want to get your thoughts on people that have gotten the vaccine, the jab, as it's referred to by some people, the COVID jab. What are your options for after you've gotten it? What should people be doing? What should they be doing to maybe offset negative or adverse reactions from the shot, build up their immune system after the shot? What do you think?
Well, I think both things, actually, and I'm glad you brought up both perspectives. building the immune system is absolutely essential. You know, and everybody talked about C, D, and zinc, but the real key is vitamin A, because as you well know, every mucous membrane, every lining of the body, every gland, organ, all of the epithelial cells are built from vitamin A. So yeah, it truly is your first line of defense. Now, depending upon whether or not you believe in the vaccine, or, and it's not, you know, you and I both know, the three of us know that it's not really quote unquote a vaccine, but an RNA blocker.
Sure. Sure.
So if you're concerned about that, and on one level, I think that because none of us know the truth of anything, but when I think about the unmasking for the children, and we see that the children are getting sicker, I think that it's disgraceful. I think that if you don't want to mask for yourself, mask for the children. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the vaccine, it's kind of the same thing. I've gotten the vaccine. I'm not a believer in vaccines. I'm not a believer in the mask.
Yeah.
But my life is not my own. I have a wife. I have children. I work with people. And so instead of being self-centered, egotistical, and I already am, I got my name on everything. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So,
right.
However, I have a responsibility. And that responsibility is to everybody else, because in truth, you strip away the gender, you strip away the color of the skin, we're all identical.
Yeah.
And it's taught to love one another. Not all this hate that we have in this country makes you wonder about what's being taught. At any rate, do the other thing I would recommend, build the immune system and do a detox and cleanse. That would be help so that if there's any toxic remnants, then you can help get them out of the body and help keep the body healthy.
Beautiful. Great explanation. And yeah, there's so much gray area that we need to work with here. We get calls all the time to the clinic. Hey, doctor, should I get the shot? Or not, mm-hmm. You know, how can I can't, what am I going to say? Yeah or no, you know, you can't answer that. And there's a lot of things you need to take into account with that. We just want to thank you, Michael, for making the appearance here on Healthy Habit Radio. Our listeners and customers love when you come on. So we appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate working with you guys. I love the fact that you have a young mind and that you're out there promoting naturopathy and our living examples for it. So it's fabulous.
Great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for those words.
Thank you. Yes. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too. Take care.
Take care, Michael. And again, that was Michael Schwartz, folks. Michael's naturopathic program since 1984. Okay. We're almost going to hit 40 years, that Mr. Schwartz has been operating MNP there. Fantastic company, fantastic physician. He genuinely wants to help people. Again, give us a call, folks, 602-252-6000, Healthy Habit Health Foods, and call in before you stop on by if you want to know that we have everything ready to go here through MNP, 602-252-6000. Thank you for all the support, folks. Thank you for listening to Healthy Habit Radio today, and we will see you next Saturday. Thank you again, and have an amazing day. You were listening to The Pulse of Arizona, Healthy Habit Radio, 1100 KFNX. Keep those habits healthy. We'll see you next week.